In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. By their fruits, you will know them. I'm afraid all of us, my good people, to some degree or other, have the tendency to misjudge others. We go by this, by their fruit you will know them. But I think all too often, we're not exactly sure whether those fruits are good or bad. And all too often, we put the wrong interpretation on the fruits. It's so easy, because we are, after all, human, with our fallen human nature, to see things that aren't there, and to not see things that are there. What we see sometimes in another person, we put a certain interpretation on. And we swear, we would swear in a court of law that ours is the correct one. But how appalled would we be if we were able to get in the mind of the person who performed that act and found out in reality how innocent that act was. Sometime in the past, it's been a long time, I believe, I don't remember the details, but a certain court, I think it was the Supreme Court, performed an experiment during a normal session of the court with a regular jury in the audience. They, unbeknownst to anybody else, hired a couple of actors. And in the midst of the normal proceedings, a gunman burst into the court, shot a couple of people, did a couple other things, and then left. The whole thing was videotaped with nobody knowing about it. After it was all over, the judge asked everybody in the courtroom to write down what happened. These were all eyewitnesses. When all the reports were handed in, not a single one agreed with the other ones. Everyone was different. And when they replayed the videotape, the witnesses were astonished at what really happened. My good people, we must be very careful that when we do have to make a judgment, which we should do very rarely, but occasionally you have to make a judgment, we must be careful that we have all the facts firsthand, not second or third or 15th hand. Because I'm sure everybody knows the little game we used to play, where the teacher would whisper in the ear of the first student a certain sentence she had written down. And when it got back to the last student, it was totally different. It wasn't even close. That happens every day. And we're too proud to believe that we could mishear things, that we could misjudge. We especially find ourselves misjudging those closest to us, those who live with us or in daily contact with us, those who we think we know so well. And I think the biggest reason for our misjudging is our lack of communication with those around us. when we do communicate, it's more of a accusatory, you did something wrong, closed-minded approach. We don't go to that person and say, I think I saw you do this or thus so. Instead, we jump on them and said, you did this and that's wrong. And as I'm sure you all know from experience, when anybody jumps on a person with both feet and fists, the immediate response is to defend yourself. And you often say the first thing that comes into your mind, and then an argument starts. We must not be afraid to talk, to discuss friendlily with open minds the things that bother us with those around us. And we must also be aware of the fact that it takes two to tango. That while I'm fussing at you, I have my own faults, and usually they're the same faults I'm fussing at you about. If we're a husband and wife, it's not only the husband's fault or only the wife's fault. And that carries on through all of our associations. Husbands should not be afraid to discuss even intimate things with their wives. And the wives should not be afraid. They should feel free to discuss problems with their husbands. And children above all, should feel free to come to their parents with any question or any problem at all, no matter how personal or how ridiculous it may seem. And the parents must be on their guard that they're never taking unawares with these questions. They must never be afraid or embarrassed to talk to their children about whatever the subject is, whether it's the so-called birds and the bees or any other facts of life. If they don't get the answers from their parents, they'll go to the kid on the street, and you know what kind of answers they'll get there. And parents should never be afraid, but they must also be cautious of approaching their children when they need to correct them. There are times when forms of corporal punishment are necessary, but parents must always be careful never to let anger enter into their corrections. It will do much more harm than good. And the kid will start withdrawing. The child will start withdrawing into himself or herself. The child must never know or be allowed to think that he or she can get away with anything. And yet, that child must also be never made to fear approaching their parents. The same holds true in the workplace or wherever we have contact with other people. When there are problems, don't bottle them up inside yourself and then explode at some inopportune moment and cause more harm than good. If you have a problem, a genuine problem, and we must be careful that our problems are genuine, because many times, as I hinted earlier, we make mountains out of molehills, and we make problems where there are none, or they're very slight. But when we have genuine problems, we must take them in all humility and with open minds to the superior or to the co-worker, whatever the case may be. And the same applies in convents and monasteries. Anywhere you have more than two people or more than one person in constant contact, it's not a one-way street. And I'm afraid this sermon is turning into a bunch of cliches. I apologize. But please take them as they are meant. It's not a one-way street. I'm not the only one on that street. The other person that I'm associating with has just as much right to his side of the street. And that street can be the marriage, or a monastery, or the workplace, or the family, wherever. It boils down to ejecting ourselves out of the group. As long as self is in the group will misfunction. If we can conquer self, those around us will find it much easier to deal with us, and we'll have it much easier to deal with the others. And we won't find ourselves misjudging so much. May God bless each one of you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.